Oh, yeah.
We still make coppers, but they're trying to change it to deep dish apple pie.
Except it's
cobbler.
It's blackberry.
Or a deep dish blackberry pie.
Cobblers.
Yeah, we are cobblers.
Let me ask you about this expression. Say, somebody who has a good appetite, you might say, well, he sure likes to put away his
food, groceries, vittles.
What about
or put on the feed bag.
What about vittles? What sort of person would be likely to use that word around
here? That was quite some time back, and also would be what we would consider not too well educated. I mean,
we used to say very country.
Very country.
What would you call some sort of sweet liquid that you might pour over something like gingerbread?
Kahlua.
What about the
sorghum?
Approaching it in a different way. Say if you were barbecuing pork, you might support
put a sauce on it.
What do you call would you consider a sauce the same thing as a gravy?
No, I consider gravy.
Gravy
sauce is sauce.
It's all the same, but it's different.
It's totally different.
Whatever.
We have white sauces, and gravy is just a sauce, but it's gravy.
Gravy is made direct from a meat that has just been cooked.
Drippings there.
And it's either drippings or the remnants in the frying pan of a meat preparation. That's gravy. All the things, other things are sauces.
What do you call food that you eat between meals? You say you're going to have a
snack. Or under the new food and drug folks, you call it junk food.
That's supposed to have some bearing on our mental capacity, apparently.
So that's fine. Thank God I've never eaten at a McDonald's.
Is that right?
So I must be brilliant.
We haven't gotten around to you. Well, what about, say, on a hot day, instead of drinking tea or some kind of carbonated beverage?
I wouldn't.
Just go to the sink and get yourself a
glass of water.
And after you pour yourself a glass of water, you begin to
drink it.
Past form of that is yesterday you
drank.
And you have
drunken.
Seriously?
No.
Have drank.
Or drunk, have drunk.
Have drunk.
This expression, if you had some company over for a meal and they were standing around the table, you might ask them to go ahead and
take a seat.
And
sit down.
Help yourself.
And that verb sit, you sit now, a few hours ago you
sat.
And you have
sitting.
One of these analogous forms. What about the, if you were?
Have sit. That's good.
Have sit. I have sitting.
If you had, say, some guests seated around the table,